Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Well, some very bad news from Scotland a few days ago. The Scottish National Party, I think in conjunction with the Green Party, passed a law which is part of its war on children, and it's criminalising peaceful protest. It's going to jail people for trying to save children. And this is really is horrific. So it's an undoubted right, has been for centuries, to agitate upon public grievances. As a judge recognized, to stand in public, to say what you believe, to hold your placard, to sing a song, to chant, to assemble, to walk down the road or whatever in a group. Now, if it comes to blocking traffic, that you have to do some coordination with the police. They can say you can do it, but only on Sunday, you can do it whatever, but between these hours, things like that, we need to have a police escort, something like that. But people are always out to demonstrate at the relevant place. If it's against a judicial ruling, demonstrate outside a courthouse. If it's against what Parliament's doing outside the Parliament building, if it's about whatever organization outside that place, if it's about the army, outside an army barracks, it was about an execution. It was right outside the walls of a prison. And in this case, it is about the executions, but not of criminals, of the most innocent and most defenseless people in our society, babies. So there have been groups who have been trying to help women in difficult situations, young mothers, persuading them that there is an alternative to abortion. Their children can be saved if they need money. These human rights activists are offering money, blankets, nappies, formula, anything, psychological, moral support, whatever they need, trying to persuade them. Now, the abortion industry tells the sick lie that it's about choice. It's totally against choice. The abortion industry has often demanded that choice be taken away from people, people not be allowed to demonstrate in these places, and they have the nerve to say they want bodily autonomy. Well, what about a woman's right to do what she wants with her own body by demonstrating outside an abortion clinic? Or a man's right to do likewise. They're totally against choice. If they're really promoting choice, they would encourage human rights activists to remind women, even at the last moment, that there is an alternative. There is another option. Even in the execution chamber, you do not need to do this to your son or daughter. You know, and she could not do it that day. She could change her mind again, come back the next day. So it's really not about choice, because obviously the abortion industry doesn't want to miss out on its profits. And perhaps they genuinely enjoy the murder of children. They genuinely enjoy asphyxiating whatever. And often poisonous pills are sent through the post and the women go through this trauma in their own homes. But it's often for late term abortions where children are brought there in their mother's wombs to have their spines broken or whatever, to be ripped apart, to have a lethal substance injected into their heart so they suffer cardiac arrest, and so on. And so that's what's going on there, to die sometimes in utero, sometimes shortly after they come out, and so on. So there are people who are trying to help, right? There are children's defenders who are trying to save these kids, and they're going to be criminalized. It's sick, whilst the state will expedite and indeed commit murder of its most defenseless and most innocent citizens. Okay, these children, you know, they are human beings just as much as you and I are human beings. They're Homo sapiens. You could look into their DNA. They would be human beings. They got the signs of life. They've got respiration going on. They've got heartbeats from a very early stage, admittedly not the first few weeks, and so on. But they need nutrition. They respond to stimuli, whatever. There's a regeneration. They are alive by any definition. And then obviously they're very casuists to pretend that they're not alive. People go through some logical contortions to pretend that a human being is not a human being, and so on. And so these girls and boys, they can't defend themselves and they can't run away. So they've never done anything wrong. And why do they deserve this? So Scotland last executed a murderer, and it was about 1961. And I think that was a step forward for human rights. But then obviously, unfortunately, 1967 was legalized for Scotland as well as the United Kingdom as a whole. Well, actually, except Northern Ireland, the murder of children, which is obviously sick. And it's not about women's health. Almost never is. You ask women why they had an abortion, the great majority of them don't even pretend it's anything to do with health. But we'll go on. So anyone who is within 200 meters of a clinic trying to save a child is going to be criminalized by the abortion services safe access zones. This bill put forward by Gillian Mackay, Green Party member of the Scottish Parliament. Only one person voted against, 118 voted in favour. It's a very sad day for Scotland. Now, does not be remotely anti-Scots. There's mostly Scots children I'm trying to save here. Hats off to that person, the man or woman who had the gallantry to do this, to try and save children or at least save civil liberties. You may think abortion is lovely. You might really enjoy it. But as a matter of human rights, even you think the babies have no rights, you don't at least recognize the adults, that they have the right to say their piece at the relevant location, safe access zone. There's nothing safe about abortion. It's the most dangerous thing in the world. In abortion, the death rate is supposed to be 100% and usually is. There are very rare instances where these children survive. And there, for example, people who had one limb ripped off, were born, grow up, could be like me. So as an abortionist, are you sad that this person had a limb ripped off? Or are you just sad this person survived? It's bad either way. Pretend, oh, well, we feel sorry for you that you're born without an arm or a leg or something. No. You feel sorry that they were actually born alive. You wish they would have been totally destroyed when they were the tiny. Anyway, so it's completely safe from these children's rights defenders. There's been no act of violence ever in Scotland outside of the abortion clinic, so far as I know. So it's yet another flagrant lie by the most violent people of all. Abortion is violence. It's precisely that, that children's rights activists are trying to prevent. They're trying to save kids, and they can go to jail, while the murderers will be paid fat salaries, promoted, given whatever certificates of merit, recognition, honours, medals, you know, knighthoods, damehoods, put into the House of Lords. I mean, wow. It really shows that the United Kingdom is a sick society, and indeed most of the Western world, that this is going on. So the police Scotland have said there's nothing wrong, there is no problem, the people are never aggressed. Okay, some people don't like pro-life demonstrations. Tough, it's a free society. Some people don't like children being murdered, but they have to put up with it. They can't intervene. You know, so all sorts of protesters, they block whatever bus is going, they block the door to whatever to prevent who people they think are racist or something like that getting in and speaking. But when it's actually to save a child's life, no, you can't even stand there, even in silence, even holding a sign, anything to try and influence a woman's decision. So they are completely anti-choice, these abortionists. And by the way, what choice do the victims have? They say abortions are not compulsory. They are for the victims, actually. The people who are most impacted get no choice whatsoever. Anyway, so Miss Mackay said people should be able to access healthcare with dignity. Well, first of all, it's not healthcare. Yes, I agree. These babies, they should be allowed to get healthcare with dignity. They shouldn't be murdered in the womb and free of harassment. Pretending that any demonstration is harassment is the police will be harassing those who've done nothing wrong whatsoever. There are already laws against harassment. If that's your problem, prosecute them under harassment legislation. So it's yet another lie. Intimidation. Well, what have they actually been threatened with? There are laws against intimidation. Miss Mackay said that. All right, we'll prosecute them for intimidation. It's not this at all. It can be emotional at times. Yes, it is emotional. People with any moral decency are upset by the mass murder of children. No protester and no group should be allowed to tell women what they are not allowed to do with their body. Okay, well, that's what Miss Mackay said. Well, actually, every protester is allowed to say what he or she believes. But you're exactly saying that, Miss Mackay, preventing women doing what they want with their own bodies by standing outside abortion clinics. This should be their choice, their privacy, their decision. Well, you know, privacy is an argument used to cover any kind of abuse or any kind of crime. No privacy for these children who are murdered by Miss Mackay's legislation. And it says woman is totally anti-choice. Okay. And anyway, Care for Scotland, which is a pro-life organization trying to save kids, said the police are already empowered to deal with any instance of abuse or harassment, the current existing well-balanced laws. Okay. Police data shows that pro-life activities do not involve the harassment some campaigners are claiming. Some have wrongly sought to other and problematize peaceful pro-life people who offer support to women. So it's a very lugubrious day. I wish this legislation would be repealed, but sadly, I don't hold that much hope. Unfortunately, this oppression is probably going to spread to South Britain and indeed mid-Britain. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate from PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.